So yesterday we went through the what seemed like three shitos in Rishonim, and then we tried to prove that it's really only two shitos in Rishonim from Rav Asher Weiss about what the concern is of Lishma, that ain't b'ki Lishma, that the get was not written Lishma. But this is all based, obviously, on the very first halacha in the entire Masechta, that when someone brings a get me medina siyam, he has to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So I wanted you to take a look at the Rambam and the Ravid, a machlokas that appears in two places in the Rambam and the Ravid, both in the 12th parak of Hilchos Gerushin and in the 6th parak of Hilchos Avadim, that also relates to the requirement to be mekayim a get that comes from medina siyam. Because in our Mishnah, we only spoke about it for shaliach brings a get me medina siyam. But what we did not speak about is what if a woman brings a get me medina siyam. So at least for the first part of Shir, I want to discuss this machlokas Rambam and the Ravid. Just to clarify matters, the idea that you say b'fanei nechtam is both a chumra and a kula, meaning of all the possibilities of what we would require when a person brings a get. So there are three potential possibilities of what you would require. One possibility is don't require anything. Someone brought a get. Why should you question that there's anything, that there's any issue with the get? So just leave it be and let it. Just assume everything is okay. The second possibility on the other extreme is a get. What do I know that? What do I know about the people who wrote this get? What do I know about where this get came from? This whole thing could be a forgery. So I should require kiyuma get b'chosma. I should require two edim to come and be mekayim the get for real, right? They should really do a full kiyuma get with two edim. And then you have b'fanei nechtam, which is sort of a compromise. It's a little more chamur than not requiring anything, but it's a little more kal than requiring real ki maget b'chosmav. So within the statement of the Mishnah that maybe get me medina siyam, sarach shiyam b'fanei nechtam is both a kula and a chumra, depending on your perspective. Right? Meaning if there's an iror and someone's making claims against the get, so then it's a significant kula that we're able to rely on b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. But if there's no iror and it's just a chashash that it wasn't written l'shma without any iror abal whatsoever, we're just going to be wondering, maybe it's not written l'shma, so then it's quite a chumrah to demand that the person says b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, because me'echi teisi, they should have any sort of chashash. So, given that perspective, that b'fanei nechtam is sort of a middle ground, it's sort of a compromise between the most kal we could have been and the most chamer we could have been, let's take a look at the halacha about an isha hamaviya gita, a woman who brings her own get. So we saw Rambam that I overheard you guys were learning through this Rambam this morning. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Vechzgerishin Halacha Beis, source number 6 in the Mar Makomos. Certainly if a woman has two edim that she's divorced, even if she happens to not be holding on to a get, she can definitely get married the chachila. There's nothing stronger in the Torah than the edus of two people, of two kosher edim. Hotzia get mitachas yada, but here's our case. Let's say she brings a get, she takes out a get. Va'amra girashni ba'ali bazeh. She says, look, I'm divorced, my husband divorced me with this. Harezu ne'amenes v'tinasebo afal pishenu mekuyim k'mo shebi'arnu. Then she is believed, she can get remarried. So what does that tell you? Of the three ways that we treat this get, when a woman brings her own get, which way do we treat it? The most kal, we don't require anything, you don't need anything, it's good, let her get remarried. Zuck the Ravid, hotzi get mitachas yad v'am grashim ba'ali b'zah harezu ne'amenes v'tinasebo afal pishenu mekuyim omer Avram. Omer ani sheiskayim b'chosmav afal pi shelo yatzal lavirur. The Ravid says, "What are you talking about? You need a kiyum aget, unless you say no." The Ram of course knows you need a kiyum aget when someone is ma'arev. That's when you need to be mekayim aget. Says the Ravid, "No, even without any irur. Who is this woman? Where does this get come from? We have to question this get. We shouldn't wait for other people to come questioning the get. We have to question it right away." So the Ravid goes to the other extreme. Notice nobody says to say b'fanei nechtam, right? The Rambam says that you don't need b'fanei nechtam. The Ravid says b'fanei nechtam won't work. It's not enough, right? Because he's saying you need a kiyum aget. He doesn't say no. Make her say b'fanei nechtam. He says no. You need a kiyum aget b'chosmav. You need two edim to be made on the signatures that are on this get. That's the shorter version of the machlokas Rambam and the Ravid. Yeah.
Didn't our Gemara just say on the bottom of that Beis Mabeis on top of Gimel Od Aleph that because it's the kula of the Rabbanon, one eight is enough? So where's the Rav?
Good. So apparently what we're saying is, yeah, that's when a shaliach brings the get.
Ah, but her?
This is about the woman herself.
isn't herself better than a shliach?
Good question. Good. So we're going to have to figure out why the woman would be different, and why when the Rambam looks at the woman, he says, we could be even more makel. Like you're saying, the woman's better than the shliach. We could be even more makel. And the Ravid looks at the woman and says, no, we can't let her get away with this. We're going to have to be more machmir. So it's again, it, you know, that's why I tried to set it up with kula, chumra, and then middle path. So you expect her to be in the middle path, but no one holds that she can be in the middle path, and we'll see why, because it's again, the Mishnah says not that way. Right, we'll see the Mishnah later in the parrot. But no one holds it's the middle path. Right? So now, take a look at the Rambam, Minuchas Avadim, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin. Says the Rambam, let's skip to where it says, third line, Ukshem she'isha, in source number 7, Ukshem she'isha atzma mevia gita, ve'ina tzricha l'kaima, just like a woman herself can bring her get, and does not need any sort of kiyum, ho'va get yotze mitachas yada, because after all, she's the one bringing it, and therefore it doesn't need any sort of kiyum. What does that mean? Just because it's yotze mitachas yada doesn't need any sort of kiyum? Why would that mean doesn't need any sort of kiyum? Okay. Kacha evet sheshtar shichru yotze mitachas yada, and it's arach l'kaima. The same is true by an evet. If the evet is holding his shtar shichru, he doesn't need any kiyum. Ukshem she'isha omeres b'farinechtam im hisna le kamosha biyarnu b'mekomo. Kacha evet shevi get bam faninachtam neman al osa aderech vein tzarech kiyum. Ooh, and just like an isha can say b'faninachtam b'faninachtam, so too an evet can say b'faninachtam b'faninachtam. So now we're introducing something new that the woman does say b'faninachtam b'faninachtam. So let's see. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, ze haderech holech al derech lo tov l'fi da'atenu. The Rambam's whole mahalich over here is not good. He's going off the derech. Kihu mefarish, not in our terminology. Kihu mefarish masha omer b'gemara. He explains what the Gemara says. Isha mechimati gita liyada igrushala. That when the Gemara says when a woman receives her get, she's already divorced. Sheina tzricha lekaimo. He understands that means that you don't require any kiyum. Ve'ein zeh haderech nachon be'einenu. That is not correct in my eyes, says the Ravid. V'chiyecha matzinu shtar shekarol of irur shiig b'blablokiyum. Where do you ever find that you could have a shtar where someone is ma'arer on the shtar, screaming that it's forged, and we're just going to say, nah, we trust it. What, were you mekayim it? Nah, we just trust it and just leave it at that. V'im yomer sheinu tzarech kiyum ad she'arer alav. So what are you going to do? What's the other option? No, maybe the Rambam is saying, no, it doesn't need kiyum right away. But if someone comes and yells, then we'll need a kiyum. No, the minale de masnis in lav hachikamar. Where would the Ram get that? It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Dil machina namikamar tzrichashtam farinachtam farinachtam shlo tavli de irur vlo tuchol lekaimo. Vamai actually mechimati gita liyada igrishala. Why does the you know what, this is almost impossible to understand this Ravid without first seeing the Gemara that he's talking about. I just wanted to get to one line in the Ravid before we take a look at that Gemara. If you look Vasechel Mora, the last line of the Ravid. Vasechel Mora Sha'afim lo ya'arer ein lahatir eshes ish v'isr eved below kiyum haget. Vasechel Mora, that logic dictates that even if there's no error, there's no one screaming about this, there's no one saying it's mezuyif, seichel mora, that you need a kiyum, and that it's not going to do anything without a kiyum. So in order to understand what the Ravid is talking about, we really need to see the Gemara. Take a look at Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, the end of the second parak. Really, Chav Gimel Amar Beis is where the Mishnah is, so let's see the Mishnah first. It says the Mishnah, Af ha-nashim shein na'amonos lomer meiz ba'la, na'amonos lavias gita, there are a number of women that we assume are out to get a woman and are going to not be interested in doing nice things for her. So we're not going to believe them when they say that the woman's husband died, because they just want to trick her into thinking her husband died. Like her mother-in-law, it's known to be a notoriously contentious relationship. Her sister-in-law, her tzara, which is a relationship Baruch Hashem we don't have anymore, but a co-wife, which one could imagine would be a fairly contentious relationship. Okay, and her yivama, bas baila, etc. Ma ben get lemisa shaksav mechiach. Here it is. Ha'isha atzma mevias gita, ubelvad, she tzricha lomar b'faninachtam. A woman could bring her own get, But she must say b'farinachtam. Good, that's the Mishnah. So just like we had in the very first Mishnah, the Masechta, maybe get Medina Siyam, Tzorek Shem b'farinachtam, comes along the Mishnah, Chav Gimlon Beis is mechadesh, that a woman who brings her own get also needs to say b'farinachtam. It's not only a din shliach. Okay. Says the Gemara, wait a second, if you look in the Gemara, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, about 10 lines into the page, Ha'isha Atzman Via V'chulei, frak the Gemara, Isha Michimati Gita Liyada Igrishala. A woman has said Farinechtam, Farinechtam? Why? The moment she received that get, I'm going to try to stay away from using the term gets the get. The moment she, sounds weird. The moment she receives that get, she's already divorced. So what do you need Farinechtam, Farinechtam for? What's the kasha? What?
But why does
the fact that she's divorced mean that Farinechtam becomes unnecessary? Isn't Farinechtam to verify that this shtar is kosher? So the fact that she already received her get, but I don't know if that get means anything without Farinechtam. I don't know if that get is any mashmos. It might be mezuyah. The only way that I know it means something is with Farinechtam. So what's the Gemara asking? Where it says, what's Farinechtam for? Anyway, she's divorced. Or not anyway, she's divorced already. Who cares about the timing of when the get is given? Farinechtam is not about whether she's divorced yet or will be divorced. It's about, is this shtar kosher? And then I'll decide whether she was divorced, is getting divorced or whatever, but is the shtar kosher? That's what it's about. So what is the Gemara even asking? It's a very difficult question to understand. Says Rashi, Michimata get liyada b'makom shekibalta b'medina seyam, the place wherever she got this get, wherever she received this get, whenever it happened, wherever it was, igrishala, she was already divorced. V'ibayi l'mikle l'get mugureshas hi ve'ina tzricha l'aviyah b'faneinu elo l'raya b'alma v'loma l'lomar b'faneinachtav halav shliachi. Says Rashi, difficult Rashi. No, what's Rashi saying? If she wants, she could just burn the get. As soon as she receives it, she could burn it. She would be Mugureshes, right? And the only reason she needs it is for Raya Bialma. Meaning a get serves two functions. Primarily, a get is creates divorce. It makes divorce. It happens to be this week's parsha, by the way. Kasala Sefer Krisos. But again, I'm a little bit ahead of Shnei Mikra. On time, that's what I call ahead. A get is a shtar that makes a divorce happen, but then after the divorce is already over, it can also function as a shtar raya. That's not its primary function. Primarily, it's not there to prove that she's divorced, it's to make her divorce. You can't get divorced without it. So it creates a divorce, and then once the divorce happens, now it's used to prove that she in fact got divorced. Says Rashi, once the first function is over, so the second function is a very secondary kind of function for the get. The only reason she even keeps it around is for that second function for a shtar raya. Saying b'fanei nechtav is not a din in the raya shabo. Saying b'fanei nechtav is a din in the first element, the idea of the chalos haget. It's not a din in the raya that the get gives you. The chalos haget already happened, so it was already kosher, and it didn't require b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Why didn't it require b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav? Because everyone was there. It was all done in that bezdin in Medina Siyam. So there was nothing to question about verifying, whatever, the bezdin was there, the man was there, the wife was there. Everyone was there, it was all good. So that first function of the get was already met, it was already accomplished. The second function of the get doesn't need b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. What do I mean by it doesn't need b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam?
Because it's a raya that was said, essentially.
Or that whatever saying b'fanei nechtam does was already done. Okay, what if someone's ma'ari that it's mezuyev? Then b'fanei nechtam won't help. You're going to need kiyum shtaros. The kula of b'fanei nechtam is in making a divorce. It's not in proving that you're divorced. It's in making a divorce happen. both the Chumr Shabo and the Kula Shabo of Bifani Nechtam, Bifani Nechtam, is a din in that first half of the role of a get. No, what you're going to be ma'arer is you're going to say the whole thing is mezuyif.
But how could you be ma'arer on if she's bringing the get is a raya that it happened, that it was that there was
how do I know she didn't just sign John Doe and Jane Doe as the two signatures and that's it? And how do I know she didn't?
But you're assuming that
right, and one's a woman, so right? How do I know that there's something that this gets okay? If someone's ma'arer, you're going to... Any shtar. You have a shtar that Reuven owes Shimon $100. And someone's ma'arer that it's mezuyif. You skayim a shtar b'chosmav. Right? You do a kiyum a shtar. But not b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. That's only a din in the chalos of the get. And therefore, says Rashi, and...
So it's not shayach
te'ur?
Is that
B'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam.
It's not shaykh to ir, because
it is shaykh to ir when the ir or would mean
so
that we don't want to allow the chalos to happen. But when the chalos already happened, and it's only about, are you proving
after
it?
After the chalos happened. It's always after she brought the get, or the shliach brought the get to Beis Din, and she received the get.
You're right.
I mean, like the Ran says, the Ran compares the Heimamer. He says that Qum is like Nechtam. Is that against what Rashi is saying over here?
You're right. I was thinking more within Rabba, but why would this Gemara only be going within Rabba? That Ein Bikim Lashma, it's not about, that era is a different issue. This is an issue of Ein Bikim Lashma, about allowing this get to be used for the chalos gerushin. We can't allow that to happen as long as there's a taina.
It's in order to preempt ur. That's the whole point of
Rabba. It's in order to, well, that it wasn't written in the Shema. Yeah, that it wasn't written in the Shema. The ur is always going to come after the fact. That's true. The ur is always going to come after the fact. So how does that affect this understanding of Rashi? So what's Rashi saying? That if she wants, she could just burn the get, she's divorced anyway. The only reason she brings it is as a shtar raya. So you don't need to say b'fanei nechtav. Because b'fanei nechtav is not for the raya, for the tzad raya sheba. Right? This Rashi is very difficult to understand.
Without an error, maybe a raya without an error. Meaning she goes to Medina Seyam.
And no one knows her.
Yeah. So she's
but then you have Peshas or Peshit. But let's say someone knew she was married once. And
she has
the get as the raya. Maybe. Not sure. And then Rashi says those last few words, Halav Shliachi. She's not a Shliach, so why would you need B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam? Now what does that mean? Does that mean the whole takana of saying B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam and allowing one to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam is when there's a Shliach? But when there's no Shliach, it's not necessary? There's a point, not so much that she's not a Shliach, that it's not Shaykh because she's already divorced. Meaning, Rashi's still saying the same thing you were saying before. That when the divorce already happened, it's too late for B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Halav Shliachi means that the divorce already happened. There's not a Shliach coming here to make the divorce happen. There's not a Shliach Le'olacha that's waiting and hoping to let this divorce go through. The divorce already happened. That's what it means, Halav Shliachi. So, that kasha of the Gemara, again, that's reading Rashi is hard, and understand what the Gemara is asking is hard. Gemara is saying, why does a woman say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? She's already divorced. So the Gemara gives six terutzim to that kasha. The whole rest of the parak is terutzim to that kasha. Just to give a sampling of some of these terutzim, we'll go to the later ones that the Gemara does not reject. Where the husband amar la havi shliach lo locha admatis hasam v'chimatis hasam shavi shliach lekabala. That the husband did not just give her the get from Medina Siam, and therefore she was divorced from Medina Siam, and she's just bringing a shtar raya. No, that's not what happened. Husband said, I'm making you a shliach l'alacha. To the wife, I'm making you a shliach l'alacha. Oh yeah? To bring what? Where? To bring this get to you. Okay. And when you get, when can I be mekabel the get from that shliach lo halacha, my alter ego? When you get there, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, to Beis in Eretz Yisrael, be mekabel the get from yourself. So the Gemara has technical problems with it, because what? Yeah, that's not the issue. The issue is that you need a nesina. You can't put it, so maybe put it on the ground and then be zocha. No, but you can't tligi techem al gabe karka is the problem. Okay, maybe it's like this. Get there. This is the fourth approach of the Gemara. Get there. Be a shliach le'olacha. And when you get there, as the wife, appoint a shliach le'kabbalah. Appoint somebody else to be a shliach le'kabbalah and give the get. It's a good trivia question. When can a woman give a get and become divorced by giving a get? She's a shliach le'olacha and she gives the get to the shliach le'kabbalah. That's one answer to the Gemara. Gemara says maybe that doesn't work. Another possibility, be a shliach la'olacha until you get there. When you get there, appoint another shliach la'olacha. Shliach not shliach, right? Make someone else shliach la'olacha and have that shliach la'olacha give it to you. And you'll be mekabel to get. And the final possibility, the Gemara says, have a shliach la'olacha d'matasasam, chi matasasam emer kame beidina b'fani nechtam, umashvi beidina shliach v'leisvu ane'elach. When you get to Beis Din, you're Shliach Lalacha. When you get to Beis Din, say, B'fani Nechtam, then Beis Din will become your Shliach, and they'll give it to you. What's the Gemara's answer? According to all these answers, what's the answer? The Gemara's kasha was, I don't understand, this woman's already divorced, what's a Shaykh, B'fani Nechtam? And the answer is, in short, all six answers are the same, she's not already divorced. She's bringing a get without being already divorced. How so? Because she's just a shliach la'olacha. The get's not chal until she gets there. Somehow or another. Whether she has to make another shliach la'olacha, whatever it is. It's not going to be chal until she gets there. If the get were done, were over already, in a chinami, there's no b'fani nachtam. That's the Gemara's answer. Now, what's the Rambam's case? A woman brings her get. What? To get divorced with? No, the Rambam's case is she pulls out a get to say, look, I am divorced. The Gemara takes as a davar pashut in that case that you do not say what? Farinachtam. So says the Rambam, why don't you say it? Because ain't sricha lekaimo. You don't need to be mekayim a get. Why should you have to be mekayim it? You're just bringing a get. Bring a get, that's it. A woman brings a get, we have no reason to question it. So she can, we believe her to say that she's divorced. Says the Raivin, now let's take a look back at that Raivin, now that we saw this Gemara, in source number 7. Omer Avram, Zeh aderech olech al derech lotov v'fidatenu, ki hu mefareish, the Rambam understands, Masham Ruh Gemara Yishu Michimati Gita Liyada Igrishallah. When the Gemara asks the Kasha, why is the woman saying B'fani Nechtam? Anyway, she's already divorced as soon as she received the get back in Medina Sayyam. She'inat Tzricha L'kaima. Rambam understands that to mean, and therefore B'fani Nechtam is unnecessary. She's already divorced. There's no need to be Mekayim it. Ve'ein Zaha Derech Nechon Be'ineinu. V'chi Heichon Matzinu Shtar She'karol Av Irer She'igba below Kiyum. Says Mehechitesi that if you have an error on the shtar, that you can use that shtar without being mekayim it. Or maybe v'myomar sheinu tzorach kiyum ad she'arer alav. Maybe you can say no. The Rambam is just saying she doesn't need to be mekayim it unless someone is ma'arer. But of course, if someone is ma'arer, you do need to be mekayim it. Minale demasnisin lav hachi kamar dilma hachi nami kamar tzricha shetam b'fani nachtav shelo tavu lidei irer lo tuchel lekaimo. Well, why didn't the Gemara just answer that then? Right? The Gemara asked the Kasha, why does a woman have to say Farinechtam? She's already divorced. So if the Rambam holds, yeah, you don't need a Kiyum Shtar if no one's Ma'arer, but if someone's going to be married, you're going to need a Kiyum. So maybe that's why she has to say Farinechtam, to preempt any error. Right? Isn't that the whole point of Farinechtam? Instead of waiting for the error and then needing two Eidim, preempt the error, say B'fani Nechtam. V'amai akshilei michimati gita liyada igrishallah. Why, what's the Gemara even asking, according to the Rambam? Right? If the whole reason, say, Varni Nechlam is for her own good, it's just for her own good to preempt any error, and that's what the Rambam holds, that she really would say it to preempt any error if she wanted to, well, then that could have been the Gemara's answer. Elomai, the Rambam must hold, she never has to say it. You don't need a kiyum, even with an error, it's all good. Just trust the get. V'ametargim hazeh kemokein eich sasam devara v'amar she'ilin tzrichin kiyum bevadai im ya'arer bal v'adon tzrichin bevadai im ya'arer bal v'adon tzrichin kiyum. I think he's referring to the Rambam again, v'ametargim hazeh. How could he just say, meaning if the Rambam really holds, that you only don't say, again, what's he entertaining now? That the Rambam holds what? That you don't say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, the woman doesn't say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, when there is no error. But if there is an error, then she should say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, will save her from any future error. Meaning, can she say it? Yeah, good idea to say it. Saves you from future error. How could the Rambam have left that out, though? Ram just writes stam. A woman brings a get, no b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Just leaves it at that. How could the Rambam have left out that chilek? That's an important chilek. That she should say it. If she's smart, she'll say it to preempt any error. V'aseichel more sha'af im lo ya'arer ein lahatir yishuzish v'yisrever b'lo kiyum haget. So essentially the Rambam says that the Rambam clearly holds that even with an error, no kiyum is necessary whatsoever, not even a funny nechtam, funny nechtam. I hold, says the Ravid, even without an error, you do need some sort of kiyum. That's machlok Rambam Ravid. And they're arguing, says the Lecha Mishnah, how to understand that Gemara's kasha. Isha mechimati gita liyada igrishala, where the Rambam is saying, there's no need for a kiyum. They're already divorced. And the Ravid's saying, what? How would the Ravid read that kasha? He's not that there's no need for a kiyum. Again, what was the Gemara's kasha? The Mishnah said you have to say the woman says very nechtam. The Gemara is saying, why? She's already divorced. So the Rambam, we understand. Why does she need it? She's already divorced. She doesn't need any of this anymore. What's the Ravid saying? What's the Gemara's kasha though? How did the Ravid understand the Gemara's kasha? What?
Why not?
But no. The Mishnah says yes. So why would the Gemara be asking why not?
No, because if there is future error, now it's not a problem.
Yeah, but that's the answer. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Mishnah said.
Why does she have to say it? What reason would she have to say it? What's the reason you have to say it? The answer would be because.
So the Rabbi would say, what do you mean? Kiyum shtar. That's what you have to say. You always have to say it.
Yeah.
So what's the Gemara's kasha, according to the Rabbi? How do you read that line? How do you read the kasha? So Pashtus, I think, is what the Rabbi is saying is, remember, b'fani nechtam is not only a chumra, it's also a kula. Normally, in order to be Mekayim shtar, what do you need? To edim. When do we have this kula, b'fani nechtam? That's good enough and that can count as a kiyum. That's when you're getting divorced. When you already are divorced, they never instituted that kula. You have to go with the regular din of kiyum. The way the Ravid reads the kasha, isha mechimati gita liyada igrishala, it's too late! The ship has sailed on b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Now you need a real kiyum. You lost out. And what's the Gemara's teretz? It's not too late. She's just shliach la'olacha. The divorce isn't over yet. But that's how the Rabbi's reading the kasha. You're too late on b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Rashi, I'm not sure about. But Rambam Ravid, I'm pretty sure about. The Lecha Mishnah. Does he? Yeah, let's see. Yeah. Says Rashi's mashma like the Rambam. Yeah, because Rashi emphasizes, come on, it's only a raya bialma. So what do you need any of this for? Where the Rambam would say, not what do you need any of this for. You need better. You need more. Rashi's saying like, This is meaning from that perspective. Rashi is saying, why are we being so machmir to require b'fani nachtam, b'fani nachtam? But the Rav is not why we're being so machmir, why are we being so mekel that we're allowing b'fani nachtam, b'fani nachtam? So yeah, in that sense, Rashi is like Ram. I'm just not sure the phrasing of Rashi is still a little bit difficult to understand. Now, according to the Ravid, why do you, b'fani nachtam is not enough. It's not, if she's already divorced, it's not enough. What do you need? Real kiyum haget. Why? Why do you need a real kiyum haget? So the Ravid was pretty clear. By any shtar, that's what you need. By any shtar. Heichon matzinu shtar shekarav liyav sheyigbo below kiyum. Right? By shtaros, you need this concept called kiyum shtaros. Right? If a woman brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, from one place to another, in Eretz Yisrael, she got divorced in Eretz Yisrael, so should she have to sit in front of Nefem, in front of Nefem?
In the case where the husband gave her the get and said, you'll be divorced when you get to this place then?
No. In the case where she's already divorced. Within Eretz Yisrael, she's already divorced, should she need Befani Nefem, Befani Nefem?
Yes.
No. Because that Marosim
Shtaros in Eretz Yisrael. Say why not? What what does the Mishnah say?
That only in the case of, it's mentioned only in the case of outside Eretz Yisrael.
Right. The Mishnah just made it like a davar pashut that I maybe get to Eretz Yisrael.
It's talking about the woman.
It's not talking about the woman, though.
If the woman would bring her get from one place to another, maybe you wouldn't need kiyum shtaros because it's just like any other shtar.
Oh, according to the Ravid, vaday you should need kiyum shtaros, right? Why wouldn't you? It's any other shtar. Exactly. One second. There is a Mishnah, though. Just gotta find it. Where is it? I believe there is a Mishnah that says that if a woman brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, she brings her own get in Eretz Yisrael, that ain't sarich lomer b'fani nachtam, b'fani nachtam. Which is going to be a big problem for the rival. Right? Where is it? Is it that Mishnah? Did the Mishnah say anything over there? I gotta learn. Gotta go through that sugi again. Yeah, I'm not sure. Take a look. Take a look at the Nod View. Did I give you the Nod View in the packets? Yeah. Take a look at the Nod View. Vinir Lani as Taiti, says Nod View. Didas Harayvid. The Hada Shliach Neman, the Chain Bishliach Beret Yisrael, Shafilu Eino Omer Befani Nachtav, Ein Sarach Kiyum. Hakol Hum Yishom. You know the Rosh Tevis? Takanas Agunos, an unusual Rosh Tevis. He says, the fact that a Shliach is believed, and a Shliach in Eretz Yisrael, even if he doesn't say B'fanei Nechtav, you just don't need a Kiyum, is Takanas Agunos. Shalot Yad Shricha L'chapes Eidim. V'haynu beget al yidei Shliach. Meaning, it's like this. I asked it wrong. Forget about the woman bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say someone else brings a get in Eretz Yisrael. A Shliach brings a get in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So that's the Mishnah Daf Beis. What did the Mishnah say? Now, not having to say B'fani Nachtam means what? That it's good anyway. Without B'fani Nachtam, right? It's automatically going to be okay. What's the Ravid going to do with that? The Ravid holds, anytime you bring out a shtar, Ha-Seichel Mora! Logic dictates you can't just take out a shtar and trust it blindly. I would say kavachomer. No, the rabbi is saying after it's ready over, haseich lamori, you can't trust it. And before it's done, then you can trust it to go forward with it and actually use it.
Yeah, because the Edom just signed it. I mean, it's like you're not just bringing a star. Star is Edom's name on it.
Yeah.
Off marriage is trouble. So you bring a star with Edom on it, and the shaliach is bringing it. I mean, you could assume that it's okay because it's marriage is trouble.
You could assume that it's okay, but the Ravid's point is not an Eretz Yisrael v'schutz. He's saying any monetary ashtar mamon, it's seichel mora. You can't just blindly trust a shtar. Isn't that the Ravid's whole point? And yet we say that you bring a get by Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to sit in front of nechtav. If there's orin yiskayim b'chosma, but without any error, you don't have to say in front of nechtav. What happened to Asech Lamora? Sha'apim lo ya'arer lo nati reshesish b'lo kiyim aget. The Rav himself says, even if there's no error, he can't be matir in reshesish without a kiyim aget.
Maybe it's just by reshesish that seems that it's just because of reshesish is a big deal.
Reshesish is both cases, though. The Rav is talking about reshesish and the Mishnah Daf Beis is talking about reshesish. It's just a matter of who's bringing the get. In the Mishnah Daf Beis, it's the Shliach. The Rav happens to be talking about the Ishu bringing the get. But he has this line of a seichel mora that you can't just trust it. So there are two ways, two basic approaches you can go with answering this kasha on the Ravid. Either you could say the Ravid's going to be mechalik between when there's a shliach who's an outside party versus a shliach who's the isha herself. That when it's the isha herself, has seichel mora more that we can't trust it. Or you can go with the fact that it comes from Medina Siam versus the fact that it comes from Eretz Yisrael. That Aseichel Mora, that you can't trust it only when it comes from Medina Siam. When it comes from Eretz Yisrael, Seichel is not Mora. But those are generalities. Now you need to get into specifics. Why do those chilukim make sense? Why is there more of a concern that this get is mezuyif when the woman brings it than when somebody else brings it? One second. And or, why is there more of a concern that it's mezuyah if it comes from Medina Siyam more than if it comes, right? Because Kiyum HaShtar B'Chosmav takes care of Ziyuf. It's to verify the aid. When it comes from Medina Siyam, more so when it comes from Eretz Yisrael. Yes, what did you want to say?
If the woman's bringing it, then for sure, because she's in a bind, then she's trying to get out, if you're suspecting her. And if you're suspecting it from Medina Siyam, then you could just say that they're not being Torah, they don't know what they're doing.
So one reason to say that the woman is more suspect is because she's a nogeh b'davar. She's chashed to be mezayeh for get. She doesn't want to be an aguna. She wants to be able to remarry. So of course you're going to trust whatever she brings to Beis Din less, because she may have written it. But a shliach, why would a shliach get involved? Why would a shliach get involved to lie and make up and forge again?
He wants to marry her.
Now, okay.
He could also be nogea.
So we're going to get to that, whether shliach is allowed to marry her. But the right. So that might be a difference between the woman and the shliach, that the woman is nogea b'davar, but a get that the shliach is going to bring, we're not going to be choshesh for ziv. And it's not just that we're not going to be choshesh; it's that since there's a lesser likelihood that there's a problem here, that means there's a lower likelihood that the husband's ever going to be ma'arek. And the lower likelihood of Ir Habal means we can accept the lower level key. Because again, the Fani Nechlam is just to preempt, right, to preempt Ir. So you don't need a real Kiyum if you're not really worried about Ir. Another possibility, let's view the rights, that an Isha is different than a Shliach. By Shliach, we're Mekil Mishumiguna. What's why make lishum takanas agunos? That if you require a day kiyum, it's going to be impossible to find a day kiyum. So they don't require a full kiyum unless there's an error. But a woman who's makabel to get from her husband where it was written should be able to find a day kiyum because she was there. So she should be able to find more easily people who can deal with it. So the Ravid says, Seichel Mori, you need a real kiyum. Yeah, it's for the woman herself. She received the get from her husband. She should do a day kiyum. She should find a day kiyum. a shliach. She has no idea who the shliach is. She has no idea what the circumstances were, who to find, where it was. It's too much. Or it could be, that only in chutzlar it's the right. It says you need a kiyum because of chashashi or abal, and you're not going to find a de kiyum. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need a kiyum out of chashashi or abal. Because even if there is an error, you'll find a dekiyum when the time comes for it. Right. So when it comes to the Mishnah, that Beis Amud Aleph, if someone's bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael, it's not an isha versus shliach issue. It's Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz. Someone's bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael. Why you don't need Farni Nachtam, Farni Nachtam? Because what's the whole reason we have Farni Nachtam, Farni Nachtam? Because when there's an error later on, and we're going to need to be mekayim, it's going to be impossible. Well, if it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be impossible. You'll find a dekiyum anyway. So, it's okay. Don't do b'fani nachtam, b'fani nachtam. Wait to see. If there's no yirah rabal, you're good to go. If there's yes yirah rabal, then you'll have to be mekayim it. Or, it could be another way to be mevar the chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Medina Siyam. Not just that it's going to be easier to find a dekiyum in Eretz Yisrael, but it's less likely that it was ever mezuyif in Eretz Yisrael. Why is it less likely that it was mezuyif? There are dishonest people in Eretz Yisrael the same way there are dishonest people in Chutz Laretz. Why is it less likely that it was mezuyif? Because who's going to be mezuyif? A husband will forge the get, try to get rid of his wife, make her life miserable, whatever. He's only going to do it if he thinks he can get away with it. Since Shayaros Mitzuyos, in Eretz Yisrael, he's afraid to be mezayif because he's afraid that miskala haziv, that the ziyuf is going to become exposed. Only when you bring get in chutz laretz, you're more worried about ziyuf. Memela, you need a kiyum. He's mezayif the names of the Edom. So basically, two general possibilities, which breaks down into four possibilities. I mean, our whole, again, let's just quickly review. We'll finish up with this quick review. I don't know much. With a quick review of the shir, we had a machlokas Rambam and Ravid. We had a machlokas Rambam and Ravid. Whether, when a woman brings a get, whether you need to be mekayim the get or not. The Rambam says, nah, it's good. You trust it. The Rav says, that's crazy, what do you mean? You bring a get, of course, Hasech Lamora, you need to be Mekayim, any shtar you need to be Mekayim. We had a kash on the Ravid. What do you mean any shtar you need to be Mekayim? The Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph. Someone's maybe get in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't require Mefarei Nachtam, Mefarei Nachtam. If there's an error, you'll be Mekayim. But until then, it's good, just trust it. What's the Ravid going to do with that? Any shtar needs Kiyim, Hasech Lamora. So we had two general possibilities. The two general possibilities are you have to be mechalik between Isha versus Shliach, or you have to be mechalik within Eretz Yisrael versus Medina Siyam. Each general possibility has two subcategories, two explanations, two possibilities. What does it mean to be mechalik between Isha and the Shliach? So one possibility is that by a Shliach we were more mekel mishum takonas agunos. But when the woman was there herself, we don't need to be more mekel, she'll be able to find Eidei Kiyum. There's no takanas agunos, she received the get from her husband herself, she'll be able to find Eidei Kiyum. Second possibility within the Isha versus Shliach Chilik is that the woman is more suspect of being mezayif the get than a Shliach is. So we have more questions about it when a woman brings it, and that's why the Rabbi is so machmir by a woman. But the Mishnah is mekel by a Shliach. Within the second side, that the chiluk is not between Isha and Shliach, but the chiluk is between Medina Seyam and Eretz Yisrael, also two possibilities. Number one, maybe only in Chutz Laretz, the Ravid says you need Kiyum, because of Chashash Ir Rabal, and then you won't find Eidei Kiyum later on. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if the Baal is Ma'arer, don't worry, we'll find Eidei Kiyum, because Shairos Metzios, it's easy to find Eidei Kiyum in Eretz Yisrael. Or, second possibility within that second side, the chiluk between Medina Siyam and Eretz Yisrael, that in Eretz Yisrael there's less of chashash the Baal would forge it in the first place, because he's going to be afraid to get caught. But in Medina Siyam, there's a good chashash that the Baal will forge it, because he knows it's very difficult to get kwa. Okay, that's our take on the Ravid for today. If you have time to stick around for Tamin Halacha, we'll do that.